My guest at this time is Michigan Republican Congressman Dan Benischak. He is a Republican representing the Great Lakes State's 1st Congressional District. He is also a longtime surgeon, including at the VA Medical Center in Iron Mountain, Michigan, which is in his district. And we want to get his reaction today to some fairly controversial comments from VA Secretary Robert McDonald. Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Greg. Always good to talk to you.
Good to have you, sir. And it was at a Christian Science Monitor press breakfast today that the VA secretary was asked about whether or not VA wait times were improving. And his quote that is getting a lot of attention now here is, quote, "When you got to Disney," comparing the wait times with Veterans Affairs and waiting in line at Disneyland and other theme parks, "when you got to Disney, do they measure the number of hours you wait in line? Or what's important? What's important is, what's your satisfaction with the experience? And what I would like to move to eventually is that kind of measure." What did you make of that comparison, sir?
Nobody died waiting in line at Disney. You know, there's evidence, pretty strong evidence, that veterans have actually died waiting to be seen at the VA. It's a completely bad comparison, to tell you the truth. I mean, this is healthcare we're talking about, not entertainment. And, the previous secretary lost his job over falsification of records of this. You know, why were they keeping track of it if it's not important? I mean, it's important. To make excuses instead of finding solutions is not the answer. And downplaying the seriousness of it doesn't get us anywhere either. You know, my complaint is the mindset. Are we changing the culture at the VA, and we need to have serious answers to serious problems. I mean, last week in a hearing, I was talking with an undersecretary just about this having a phone call. You know, if a veteran calls the VA, they can get dial 1 for the pharmacy, dial 2 for the clinic. But if you want to talk to a mental health specialist because it's an emergency and you're thinking of harming yourself, you got to hang up and dial 1-8, you know, a 10-digit number, and they can't fix that. You know, they should be concentrating on the nuts and bolts of solving the problems that have in the VA, and not making excuses and comparing it to Disneyland. It's just, to me, it's just the wrong tone, the wrong attitude.
In explaining that a little bit further, he said, and this is the Washington Examiner quote, and Washington Examiner initially broke this story. He said he did not believe a measure called the CREATE date, which gauges a veteran's wait time by counting from the day the veteran first requests care, was a quote-unquote valid measure of a veteran's VA experience. He thinks that's unfair, I guess, to gauge the VA's responsiveness and their ability to care for veterans based on when the veteran first registers and when they actually see their professional. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I mean, from the day that you call to the day you have your appointment is certainly a valid measure in my experience as a physician. I mean, people, you know, called my office all the time for appointments. And, you know, if you give an appointment in a week, you know, often they want to be seen in a week or, you know, in 3 days. Or, you know, why don't we give them, you know, the appointment, you know, when they want it? And to me, you know, if they offer an appointment of 6 weeks out, and then it turns out to be 9 weeks out, and they only count that as 3 weeks, that's not quite right. You understand what I'm saying? It doesn't make sense to me the way they're doing that. And it's unfortunate to get into these semantic battles. The problem we have is that veterans are waiting a long time, and in cases are dying, waiting to be seen. And, you know, it's just unacceptable to downplay it as going to Disneyland. It's not the right attitude to have, frankly.
When we look at the 2 years since this story first broke, and I remember talking to you specifically about it at the time that the VA scandal did break, how satisfied are you with the changes that have been made?
Well, I'm not satisfied. I mean, there's still a lot of complaints. I mean, I had a conference call with veterans in my district last week, and, you know, they're still complaining to me about multiple different issues. You know, they wouldn't be doing that if they were satisfied. And, you know, we hear these stories from veterans all across the country, not only in my district, but in districts across the country. And, you know, I think the overall, what I got out of the comments was just the wrong attitude by management, and that they should be solving problems one at a time, work on solutions, and not, you know, making excuses comparing healthcare to entertainment.
So do you think it's a fundamental misunderstanding of the situation, or do you think it was a bad word choice?
Well, I think it's really unfortunate that he did that. I'm afraid that it speaks to his mindset, and that doesn't take it as serious as I do. I'm a doctor who's seen patients. I know the anxiety that people have when they're waiting to see their doctor, and we try to see them as soon as possible. You know, just having the wrong mindset is not conducive to, swift fixing of the problem.
What's been your overall assessment of McDonald in the time that he's been on the job? Do you get the sense that it is very important to him, that he understands what he's doing?
In my personal conversation with him, I feel as if he's sincere and he's working for a solution, but I've been very disappointed in the pace of change and the fact that very few people have lost their jobs over a scandal where people died waiting to see somebody in the VA, and make streamlining removal of bad individuals and it has not happened there, and that's my disappointment.
Congressman, we'll leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much, as always, for your time with us.
All right. Thanks for having me on, Greg. Appreciate it.
You bet, sir. Michigan Republican Congressman Dan Beneschak represents his state's 1st Congressional District, member of the House Veterans Affairs Committee, and a longtime surgeon, including at the VA Medical Center in his district. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.